The child lived next door. His face was so swollen I wouldn't have recognized him. He was a little fellow, about 6 years old. And he just got too close to that nest, and those things just... I think those were bumblebees, though. I believe that was a bumblebee.
A hornet. What is he?
Hornets. I don't know where he builds his nest. I hope I don't run into it. But wasps are bad. Those wasps have built... And then dirt daubers. Now, dirt daubers, look...
Do they sting?
No. But they build nests that look very much like wasp nests. Now, there's a wasp nest downstairs on the porch, you know, up there on that part of the porch. It's been there. The wasps have hatched out. They built nests in my windows in that room one time. And I went in there and raised the window before noticing it. Oh, that wasps get in that room.
That's dangerous.
Well, I sprayed in there good and shut it up, you know. And it evidently killed them because I swept them out when they cleaned. When I had a man come up here to clean up that room for me.
Talking about those insects, they kind of a few boys just go out and get out and play around.
Red bugs.
Scratch line.
Red bugs. Now that is just awful.
Sure.
I went out berry picking with some friends one time. And I mean to tell you, I ran temperature.
Oh.
I really did. Oh, those things are all over me. And I had a friend, a young man who lived out in the country, and things didn't sting him and red bugs didn't get on him.
I
don't
know anyone
like. I went horseback riding with him one time. We got caught in the rain. We stopped, got under some trees to get out of the rain and sat down on the ground, you know? Oh, I got covered with red bugs. He didn't get a one.
That's hilarious. Little green thing that hops around in the grass is the little green.
Crickets?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they're brown crickets too, you know.
And the one you see hopping around all the time in the grass.
What do you call that? Crickets are little brown things.
Grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers. You're talking about grasshoppers.
And you were talking about going fishing and using worms for bait. Did you ever use little small fish for bait?
No. I've never seen anybody use. I have seen them use bread and little scraps of fat meat and things like that.
Ever seen them use minnows or anything?
I never have seen them use minnows. They could, but I don't know about fishing.
The thing the spider would build up, he would build
a web.
You call it a web, it was on the outside of your house too.
I would. And what would you call it? What if somebody told you to be called?
Some people make the statement of a cobweb or a spider web, or it was on the outside.
Well, I don't know the difference between a cobweb and a spider web. But some of the
brothers,
I was at my brother's house in Charlotte. And we looked at these webs, and Ed Wiener done had webs found in her one is very often. She's an excellent housekeeper. And it's in the breakfast room there. And I looked, I said, Ed Wiener, what about that? These little things in these spider webs in the one? They were babies hatching out.
Oh, really?
They really were. They were baby spiders hatching out.
I never said that.
And we left them for a couple of days to see, you know, just to make the observation. And the spiders were hatching out of the little eggs. More than a millimeter when we noticed it. And then, of course, she sprayed and washed the windows out.
Ask you some questions now, I guess, about some kinds of trees and berries. First of all, the part of the tree that grows underground there are its...
The roots?
Kind of tree that, what's on?
They cut the roots off of this tree. The roots on that oak tree out there had made our sidewalk buckle, you know? And the city redid the sidewalk out there for us, and they had to cut one of the big... Now, the taproot goes straight down. As long as you don't cut the taproot, you won't kill the tree, they say.
The kind of tree that's made of a long, tall, shady tree with white limbs and white scaly bark. It's the kind that Zacchaeus climbed up in. You remember?
In the Bible.
I look at
sycamore.
Yeah.
Don't have anything like that around here. Do we?
I don't think so.
But I remember the sycamore tree in the Bible.
And the kind of tree that George Washington cut down.
Cherry trees.
And the kind of tree you see sometimes that's white, but not white, the shiny green limbs. Some people use it, the leaves for decoration, you know, and wedding, and it has big white flowers.
Magnolias.
You know, those trees have a lot of wood around.
This lot down here where this store is, there were seven or eight or more trees, great big magnolia trees in that yard, and it just made me sick when they bulldozed them. That whole half a block down there belongs to the fences, that's where their home was.
They just bulldozed all of
them? Oh, they bulldozed all those gorgeous trees out of there.
What other kinds of trees do you have? Oh, maybe flowering trees, something like the magnolia.
Redwood trees. There's one out there in the backyard, and dogwood trees. White dogwood and pink dogwood.
Does rhododendron grow here?
Rhododendron doesn't grow here. Rhododendron.